This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And a very good afternoon to all our listeners today. Welcome. I'm Terry.
And I'm Kelvin.
And this is Couples of Destiny. Well, look who's in the studio with us today. God is amazing. You know, he's doing new things, new season, causing all of us to reset, realign, and recommit. You want to share this broadcast with your friends and family today to come and join the conversation, just know that we are here to help and navigate and impart things and word of God to all the couples today and those who still desire to be couples. You know, this month of January, it's a National Bible Month, and it's also celebrated many times throughout the year, but we dive deeper when it comes to January, deeper into scripture, and let God's word shape your year, isn't it? I don't know if you've decided on what word you have to navigate your life with this year that you're trusting God for. Find that word from God and ask him what word is meaningful for you for this year. I'm going to share mine with you. It is perseverance. That is what the Lord told me. What is he telling you today? So, Carl, couples, we're coming together to build faith. And also, early in the year, we remember the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm proud to announce that my grandson got baptized on second New Year, I think it was. So, yeah, we're in the Spirit and God is doing things. Well, we're going to talk about reset, realign, and recommit, because, you know, it's time where God is going to reveal things to us, and also mostly about his presence and commitment to us as we commit to him. The Bible says, can two walk together? Ecclesiastes 4:12, there's greater resilience. Though one may be empowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands, not easily broken. We're going to listen to Marisa Vahiri, and the song is called Emmanuel.
From the Cape, for the Cape, and beyond. Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Wow, what a beautiful song. He makes all things new. I wish you could just go. If you want to listen to the song, you can actually go listen to it live on our website and on Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Well, family, today it's the 14th day of January, and we're just on about 8 minutes past 12. And we're going to kick off today because love gets real and marriages go strong. You know, because we know strong marriages don't happen by accident. They happen on purpose. And I'm happy to have my husband here with me today because we're asking simple but powerful questions. Are we still walking together?
Yeah. Are we walking together? That's a question that all of us need to be asking ourselves. I want to just jump into scripture. I know you've opened up with one or two scriptures, but there's one that I'd like to share. In James 1:19 says, be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry. And this is one of the things that I think in relationships is always an obstacle, because everyone wants to have their say. You know, everyone has said it this before, and I'll just repeat it. We have two ears and one mouth, and there's a reason for that, you know, because God wants us to listen more than we should be speaking. So I want to encourage couples, you know, if you've been the one to be speaking and jumping in, when it wasn't your turn and you forgot to wait your turn, I would encourage you, if you did that in 2025, to make a change in 2026. You know, allow your partner to speak and listen more than wanting to instruct and give your opinion.
Yeah, that is so true. Mm. You know, we cannot be married, share a bed, share a calendar, and still be walking in opposite directions, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's definitely not from God, you know, when you are divided. I think that division is a sad thing, in fact, because, you know, it's not wrong in having individual purpose. God has made us unique. When I met you, love, you were on a mission. You had your goals. You had your ideals. I had mine too, as well. And so God is not confused at the end of the day. But, you know, when we're talking about this division, you know, then it becomes it becomes negative. You know, it doesn't encourage the marriage. It doesn't encourage the partners to build themselves at the end of the day, to build their careers. They're working separately. They're walking separately. Mm. They're talking separately. Everything is separate, and God doesn't want us to be separate, right? Mm.
That's where the unity comes in. Yeah. You know, he's cause of what you leave your mother and your father and the two become one. And that oneness is the work that constantly has to happen. Couples, it's not just a matter of saying, oh, I'm not going to do anything until he does this or that, or I'm not going to say this until he says sorry first, or whatever the case may be, you know, because anybody and nobody will wake up planning that, you know, because... Yeah. That we just want to walk separate ways,
And you know what? Agreement isn't about sameness, right? It's about shared direction. That's like strong. I mentioned earlier, I have my goals, my individual goals. You have your individual goals. Mm. But it's a shared direction. So check in. You know, last year we spoke a lot about checking in. Mm. Couples don't check in enough. You know, couples drift when they stop checking alignment. And as we opened up this broadcast this afternoon, it's about reset. It's about realign and also recommit. So importantly, we have to check our alignment. And you and I, you know, sometimes a couple of weeks go by and we get out of alignment, you know. And you and I know, you know, we'll feel it, you know, when there's tension in the room, when you react instead of act to a specific thing that happened or answer, whatever your partner said, you will know, okay, there's tension here. So there's no alignment.
Yeah. You know, I think the most important thing for me is deciding on what matters. You know, I can go on this tangent. You may go on a tangent. I don't know. Couples are probably feeling this a lot now because of the holiday season that is still here. We're still on holiday break and, you know, having to get back into your groove again, get back into that realignment, you know, just that recommitment, that reconnection again. And I mean, that makes it so exciting because a lot of people all over the world, everybody starts up with fasting because everyone wants to draw closer to God. Not that we've moved away from God, you know, it's just that it's a reset. Like, okay, God, what are we doing different this year? Yeah. You know, so.
And that unity, the word unity, you know, it's a big word because people assume they're in unity. So if I put it this way, you know, unity must be maintained, not assumed. Mm. Couples that have been married for a long time, they just assume they're in unity, but they never discuss the unison at the end of the day. And it has to be maintained in various aspects. And again, when we speak about agreement, and this is again about unity and all these things, agreement doesn't begin with talking. Begins with listening, as I opened up with that scripture. And I must confess, you know, I'm the problem solver in our marriage, and you know that. And I've learned a long time ago that, no, you know, sometimes you just have to listen. Stop giving answers.
Yeah, listening to understand. Yeah. That's what is important, because unity isn't a wedding gift. Family listeners out there, it's not a wedding gift. You don't unwrap it once and live happily ever after, because this, like as we said earlier, it's more like a gym membership. You know, if you stop showing up, the results disappear, you know, because let's break it down. Real talk, real life. This is what it is. And why unity can't be assumed, because assumption says this: we love each other, so we're fine. We're just assuming because we love, everything's okay. But the reality is life gets loud.
Yeah.
Stress gets sneaky.
Yeah.
Silence grows legs. And unspoken expectations turn into quiet resentment.
Yeah.
So unity doesn't break suddenly. It leaks slowly.
Mm.
And this is what we need to be so aware. We've got to be aware of how it's leaking in our lives. So how do we actually maintain this kind of unity?
Mm. I think, you know, at the end of the day, getting back to, you were discussing, you know, indifferences, and we speak about the blame game, and blame really builds walls at the end of the day. If eventually you identify this disunity, we should avoid blaming. We should take ownership, you know, because ownership builds these bridges that we can cross at the end of the day. And so it's so easy to blame your spouse. Mm. But I've said this many times, and I say this to the men, you know, God created Adam and Eve. But before God created Eve, he gave Adam a garden to tend. And your wife should be that garden, you know. So you're tending your garden, and you know, if your plants are dying, if your relationship is dying, is because you haven't been maintaining it, you haven't been tending to it, you know. And so for the men out there, I want to encourage you: don't throw a blind eye. You know, don't just imagine everything is okay without checking in and making sure. Yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about flowers. I'm thinking plant. I'm thinking about, you know, someone said one day that when you have a plant in your home and your environment in the house isn't conducive or loving or caring, whatever that environment is, the plant feels it. So it's like when you speak to the plant, it will suddenly start blooming and you water it. It will look good. So it's like that with marriage, you know, and like this with maintaining this unity, you know, because unity stays alive when couples check in, not check out. And family, how are you doing, couples? How are you doing? Is there anything sitting heavy with you?
Yeah.
You may ask your partner, did I miss you this week? Or ask yourself, did I miss my partner this week? Where is that unity? Do you still have that longing to see one another, to be with each other, to share a laugh, share a joke? How was your day? Check-ins like that, you know. So if you don't talk on purpose, distance talks for you. Okay. So bridge the gap. Let God be the bridge builder. Let him use you. Don't wait on your spouse. God is looking for a willing vessel. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Romans 14, verse 19. Make every effort. Unity takes effort, family. We're going to go into a song break. Listen to Jeremy Camp and listen. Give us your feedback. Tell us what it is that you understand or share about unity in your love life and what God is speaking to you about. Jeremy Camp sings the answer.
You're listening to Cape Pulpit, 729 AM, from Word to Your Heart.
Yeah, we're speaking about unity, how that is maintained. What did you say, honey?
I want to just, you know, get back to realignment. We're in a new year, and it's great to, you know, just to align again, because unity speaks about alignment. And if we just, you know, just recap what we were sharing earlier on about the blaming, you know, building walls, but you know, we need to take ownership so we can build these bridges. And you don't fix alignment by proving who's wrong. I think many couples want to be right, but at the end of the day, I've learned there's not always a right or a wrong. At the end of the day, there's a difference in perspective. Those of you that are married out there, you will know that you grew up in different households, different backgrounds, culture. All these things, they add to that sauciness of the marriage at the end of the day. So it can affect how you as a couple move together. So some, like the cap of the toothpaste being on or off, or where you put your brush or your clothes or whatever it is, at the end of the day, how the food is cooked. Everyone has a different way of doing things. We need to learn to align. If you started aligning yourself when you got together, because dating is not marriage. Let me tell you, there's a difference between dating and marriage. You actually start getting to know your partner once you're married at the end of the day. Because then you start living together, you start seeing things, and you start aligning with certain things. We don't have to agree with everything as couples. You know, you don't agree with slothfulness. You know, if your mom allowed you to be slothful, especially the boys out there, the guys out there, the men out there, you know what? You gotta mature. And at the end of the day, you gotta learn to align when it comes to certain things. Hygiene and stuff like that. So alignment is key in those areas. But then it it goes to a different level again. You know, you start having kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's work. It's all of these things. Mm-hmm. It's conversation. And that's where alignment happens. And you fix it by deciding who matters. And the person in your life that you've chosen obviously matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you, as the word says, you know, you got to esteem them higher than yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah, I like that. You know, because sometimes, you know, we take things for granted. Esteeming one another higher than yourself is not always something that people want to do, because people, a lot of people out there become very self-centered. You know, it's all about them. It's what I want and what I want to do. And I'm not concerned about what you want to do. You do you, boo, kind of thing, you know. But God is saying, where am I in this? You know, I brought you together for a greater purpose. And last week when we spoke to Kara and to her husband, they were Ryan from the Mercy Ships, we were speaking about how to defend your family while working in ministry, while doing things for the Lord. You know, how do you protect that love relationship? And this is what God is telling us today. You know, when He is the center, when we both know Christ, when we walk in that unity, unity starts with Christ, you know, in the center of it all. And when we keep our eyes on Him, He will lead, guide, and direct us. Because I was just encouraging everyone again, and I will say it again today, it's God's word, His will, and His way. Let us put aside our own selfish desires, family. And saying sorry without excuses is meaningful, because that is maintaining your unity. It's maintaining the effectiveness of your relationship, because forgiving without collecting receipts. You know, you don't want to say how many times you've forgiven, how many times you've done wrong, and you don't want to hold score about how many times you've had to say, it's okay, I forgive you, to your spouse, you know, because clearing the air before sleep, wherever it's possible. The Bible clearly says that in Ephesians 4:26, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Unresolved conflict brings erosion in that unity. It erodes your unity. So don't let unresolved conflict sleep in your home. You know, don't let it sleep in your bed. It's unhealthy. It brings negative emotions and negative actions, and people sometimes go into depression. They go into self-loathing and self-hatred, and low self-esteem comes onto one of the spouses because of this disunity. You know, so share these things, couples. Don't drift apart. Don't stop meeting God together. Don't stop praying together. Even those little things, you know, strengthens you. Praying together is so vital. Little moments of prayer, whether it's for someone that you just heard about had an accident or a negative report, just in that moment, just pray together. Whenever we get a WhatsApp of someone asking for prayer, we pray immediately. We don't wait or put it on an intercessory group or ask others. We first pray immediately, and let that be your go-to for your relationship. You know, that when something happens or you find out or you feel that your spouse is in a negative space or not where they should be, don't run them down. You know, this is where the recommitment comes. You recommit to be that woman, a woman of substance. Be a man of valor. Be the kind of queen and king that God wants us to be. We cannot be queen and king if we do not believe in Jesus Christ as our King. He did it all for us. And family, He's willing and waiting to do it for you. Don't let your problems become so big. We have a God that is bigger than the problem.
You know, I was sharing, it's so powerful, I was sharing just a message for the church as well yesterday about, you know, again about faith and trusting in God. But you were sharing earlier on, and it just took me back again on unity. Took me back to when we were just our early days of marriage, and you know, we, as we are still in love with the Lord and each other, we didn't have much love, and we went all out for the Lord even those days, and what we had, we had. So if there wasn't food, if there wasn't anything in the fridge, we would just discuss it and say, oh, you know, God's faithful. And and I remember the one time we were in the kitchen, and I think we only had bread, remember? And I, the reason why I'm sharing this is the power of unity between couples. And do you remember we said in Afrikaans, because we were living in Koffiefontein at the time, Afrikaanse dorp. En jy het nou vir my gesê, ek denk jy het vir my gesê, ai, my liefie, lekker stuk vlees sal daarom lekker afgaan nou. You know, and we mentioned these meats that we would love to have. And I'll never forget, as long as I live, our words went cold. And within that very hour, someone came knocking at the door with a bag filled with steaks.
Mm-hmm.
Steaks.
A whole hind quarter, whatever it was. And a lamb.
God is faithful. And the point I want to make, husbands and wives that are listening, is that power of unity. We didn't pray. We were conversing.
Mm.
We were having a conversation. And the Holy Spirit was listening in, and at that point provided. So I want to help you. You know, when you have this division and this disunity and this, where you're not in alignment with God or with each other, you'll constantly be living in this lack and falling short and never having. We never had that day, but we never complained. We just spoke about it, and we were still happy. And God said, this is the relationship that everyone is supposed to have.
Yeah, family, that is just one incident. You know, there's so many that we can share with you, but we want to hear your story.
Yeah.
Where did you come into unity with someone? You know, the Bible says, we two touch and agree on a matter, it will be done for them. You believe it. The Bible says, believe that you shall receive and be obedient. Obey what the Word of God says. You know, couples, guard your conversations. You know, when people speak about your spouse, guard that conversation. Mm-hmm. Guard your spouse. Don't let outsiders define your marriage. Don't let outsiders define your relationship. You need to choose loyalty when misunderstanding tries to enter into your marriage. So when what God has joined together, the Bible beautifully says in Mark, I think it's Mark 10 verse 9, what God has put together, let no man separate. You know, and God is so intentional about his children, especially at couples this season, in this time, in this 2026, God needs these power teams to stand up and arise in this new season. God is going to use you mightily for what he wants to do in 2026. We're going to listen to Matthew West singing Unashamed.
The soundtrack to your life all day, every day. K-Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Wow, couples, this is really getting hot in here. I know we are speaking about life, you know, real life talk. You know, we don't want to hide anything away from you. We just want to be real. And we like it when you're being real to us, you know. So we're speaking about how to reset, realign, and recommit our lives as couples in this year, 2026. And we know it's still January, where everyone is still getting into the groove of work. I'm still thinking about having to get up for work again and having to get into the grind, you know. So we want to do it with that kind of love for the Lord. We're doing it as we're doing it unto the Lord. So we've learned that tone can undo good intentions real quick.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I've learned about that. I've been silenced many times. And maybe, I mean, it can come from both genders at the end of the day, you know, but tone is important. Like we are on radio, your tone is also important on radio. But speaking to each other, you know, raising your voice, lowering your voice, however, you know, you can pick up things in tone. So you can really undo something good that you intended at the end of the day. So, and tone speaks to the place that you're in as well. You know, it could be a negative space that you're in. So you're really able to analyze by a person's tone. So, you know, and sometimes what your spouse needs isn't correction, because we might have done something wrong. It's not necessarily correction that's required. It's reassurance. It's really reassuring them. Is that, you know, I know you that you're not in a great space right now, but I want to let you know that I'm standing with you. I'm walking alongside of you. And that's really, I think, the powerful aspect to being a couple walking in unity according to Amos 3 verse 3.
Yeah. So how do we actually listen without defending? You know, we can make this very practical. And I've got just a little scenario here that I want to give to you, because your spouse will say, I feel like you're always on your phone. And don't we get that a lot? And not really present with me. So the defensive reflex, we all know her, we all know him, however the person is. So that's not true. I work all day. Person would answer, you're overreacting. And then your inner voice would say, why am I the villain here? You know, and why is this happening? So a non-defensive, a kingdom way, would be something like, thank you for telling me. Help me understand when you feel most ignored. So when you or tell your spouse, you're always on your phone. Why are you not paying attention to me? I can never look at you. I mean, we hear this all the time. Spouses, couples, friends, children have that problem. They're not looking at them. And I think a lot of the people who nearly really say that are people who have the love gift, love, emotional love gift of quality time. Mm. Because quality time, people want you to look them in the eyes. They want to gaze upon you and talk to you. Mm. They want to be acknowledged. They want to be seen and want to be heard. So a better response, should you, your spouse be looking at your phone, or they scrolling, or they on their iPad or on watching TV, a good response would be that, I know you feel sad when I'm watching something, but just tell me what I should change so that you don't feel ignored. And this, I think, family, is a very delicate conversation you should have with your spouse. It's not defending. It's just curiosity. Why are you on your phone? Why are you not talking to me? Why do you, when I keep looking at you, you at your computer, or you, you know, so instead of lashing out, rather use a soft comeback.
I think it speaks to alignment as well. You know, we distracted by many mm-hmm. things. We allow ourselves to be distracted. In fact, I ministered on Sundays, this Sunday past, in fact, about, you know, about certain distractions. You know, the Bible says we need to redeem the time. So we give our time to things that don't add value to our lives. Now, how do I add value to my relationship? Is I need to put time into my relationship. But if my time is being spent on things that do not add value, you might have the assumption of me scrolling on my phone about something that is, that's not adding value to your life, but it might add, be adding value to my life. I need to align with you to say, honey, I wasn't scrolling for the sake of scrolling. I mean, I just realized that I'm not on TikTok, but I sat next to someone one day and I saw them scrolling, you know, going through, and I thought, I go crazy, you know, if I have to do this all day. But at the end of the day, if it was something that was important, that was building me, whether it was scripture, whether it was work-related, I could then align with you and say, look at this. This is what I'm doing. I've committed an hour a day mm-hmm. to do this. But if, again, you could challenge me if it's something that's not of value.
Yeah, yeah, not adding to your life or to my life. Or,
correct.
You know, so I think it's very important for couples to check in. You know, we do have a lot of couples that have come with that problem or concern. My wife or my husband is always on the phone. He, you know, he sits in company, they're always on their phone. And it's so amazing, family. And I just want to say this again, you know, it's your private commodity. You know, you can answer it when you want and do with it what you want. Everybody expects everyone to be available immediately. Thank God for iPhones, who switches off at a certain time of night and wakes you up. At my phone only goes on a certain hour of the morning. So I'm untouchable during the night. Okay, if you want to reach me, reach my husband. But I'm just saying there's the many boundaries you can set for yourself, because if we don't, you know, the world is going to dictate to you. You set in yourself what you want to do. There are practical ways to respond, you know, practical ways that you can listen without defending, you know. So many times you have to pause before you speak, mm-hmm. you know, because a lot of people can react, and because silence isn't a weakness. Silence is actually wisdom. It's you waiting on the Lord to tell you how to respond. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people just react off the cuff and they say the wrong things, and you cannot take your words back. Well, even count to five, you know, mm-hmm. just before you lash out. Jesus did not rush his responses either. You know, it's time for us to reflect on these kind of things. So always say back what you've heard. Did I hear you say this? You know,
important.
Always do that kind of thing. So it makes your partner feel heard and not hunted.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important, you know, we assume you said this, you know, mm-hmm. without getting clarity.
Clarifying.
Why? I mean, let's be honest, some of us, you know, we say things and it doesn't come out the way we actually wanted it to come out. So your partner perceives it and receives it quite differently. So, you know, we're encouraging partners right now, you know, just to, can we just clarify, are you saying this at the end of the day? So there's that agreement. But I think, you know, we need to give people some bit of activation.
Yeah. It's very important, you know, because one, the thing with the activation is, you know, I always say that the anchor scripture here for me is James 1:19, as you read it early on. You know, everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak. And there's a reason for that, because one speaks for 3 minutes and one listens. No interruptions. That's an activation. No fixing. And then pray over one shared goal. It's time where you might have set your goals. If you haven't, it's time that you set your goals together as a couple and as an individual for your private life, for your ministry. You know, take that time. Here's one thing that some relationship fuels that will go straight from the Word of God into your heart. Unity and togetherness. Ecclesiastes 4:19. Loving like Jesus. 1 Peter 4:8. Wisdom and decision-making. Proverbs 3:5-6, spiritual strength together, Ecclesiastes 4:11, and then pray together as a couple. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them, Matthew 18:20. So here's a quick tip for you. Use January to set spiritual goals together. Pick a Bible reading plan for the year. It's a perfect to bring encouragement and unity. And then also pray daily, even if it's small, consistency matters. Yeah. Pray daily, whether it's for one child, whether it's for something that happened at work or whatever it is. Walk the Daniel fast out together. You know, decide on a time to do it and you do it together. Physical and spiritual alignment is powerful. I want to encourage your friends and family. We are starting our Daniel fast. I know a lot of people have started already. We start on the 24th of February.
January.
And then we're going into February. Align yourself. You know, sacrifice is good. You know, submit everything unto the Lord. And then He will direct your path. When we fast, you'll be renewed. You'll be realigned. You'll be refreshed. And you're able to hear God's voice clearer for what He has intended for you and your partner and your family for 2026. And we're going to be closing shortly, but we're going to listen to Louise Britz Fitzstella singing Hope in Me. Well, family, we come to the part of the day that we need to say so long, but I'm going to ask my husband to say a prayer for all the couples who need to just press into God and trust God for realignment and resetting and recommitting.
You know, we had obviously a busy week yesterday. We had the matric results. So congratulations to all the class of 2025 matriculants. And for those that didn't make it, you know, you might have fallen, but you've not failed. You get up and you continue and you just try again. So I want to encourage you, persevere. And then today, schools have started. And so it's a lot of pressure on families, a lot of pressure. I remember when our kids 20 years ago started school, they're going to school for the first time. So we've been through all of that. God will carry you, family. I'd love to go back to that time, you know, just experience that again. But you experiencing it now, and it might seem like much, but God's going to carry you through. So just be in alignment with all of these areas in your life. You know, stop blaming each other and start working and praying together at the end of the day. Walk and pray this word out together. I want to pray for the couples right now that really need an intervention from God. We spoke about reset, we spoke about realign, and we're speaking about recommitting. So, Father, I pray right now, Lord, for each and every couple. Lord, you know the challenges that they are facing right now. I pray, Lord, that you will supernaturally intervene, Father. Those that need a miracle, Father, they are saying, we don't know how we're going to survive. Maybe it's financial burdens. And they can't talk about it. They're not aligned on their finances. They're not aligned on their emotions. Father, I pray, Lord, that a reset will happen, Father, where they will decide, you know what, I'm gonna go back to God. I'm going to lay everything at the Lord's feet right now. So, Father, I pray right now, Lord, that you help each and every one of them, instead of going in different directions or going into remaining in their own lanes, that they come together, Father. They come to you together, Father. You, as the scripture says, Father, you are the strand, the third cord, Father, that's not easily broken. So be that third cord in every relationship with every couple right now, Father. We cancel the onslaught of Satan that has come against you as a family. I pray for unity right now, Father. I pray for that alignment to take place in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. I pray that 2026 will be the best year in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, family, may your love be deep, your purpose aligned, and your marriage protected from burnout. May you serve God without losing each other. We love you and we will keep praying for you. And this is Calvin and Terry saying so long.
Bye-bye.
Till next time.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.